headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Zara with your 11 a.m. headlines. In local news, the Queensland government has launched an online tool to help smaller companies build workplace cultural awareness. This initiative offers practical advice for businesses to build a supportive environment for First Nation workers and operators. This is also a part of the $8.3 million paving the way the First Nations training strategy. Another animal-related news, a deadly eastern brown snake is found in a little girl's bedroom in the Sunshine Coast. The family trapped the snake by shutting the door and piled towels against it before help arrives, which Brandon Troy Gifford from Sunshine Coast Snake Catchers acknowledged as the correct action to take. He added that Southeast Queensland has a high density of snakes and are more active as the temperature rises. According to the University of Melbourne, at least 60% of snake-related deaths in Australia from 2000 to 2016 were caused by eastern brown snakes. In national news, a Queensland family had a horrific car crash in regional New South Wales on their trip to attend Taylor Swift concerts. Emergencies were called on Thursday evening to Ballymore, where daughter Mika already died, while her younger sister Freya placed in an induced coma as critical condition. Their mother, who drove the SUV, survives with minor injuries. A rare confluence of El Niño is considered the cause of the polarizing summer in Australia. While the West Coast had multiple heat waves, the East faced flooding and once 1.9 meter of rain within 5 days. Hugh McDowell, a senior climatologist at the Bureau of Meteorology, mentions the shifting belt of winds in the Southern Ocean increases the heat on West Australia, while causing raining on the East Coast. In national news, on Sunday, Ukrainian authorities claimed to open an investigation into the alleged shootings of 6 unarmed Ukrainian soldiers by Russian forces in the city of Avdiivka. Recently, Ukraine withdrawn from the area as Russia advanced in. The President Volodymyr Zelensky said this decision was to save the soldiers' lives. For weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 28 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is low, and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au.